This is Bigger Pockets Daily. Get ready for a bite-sized guide to building wealth through real estate. BiggerPockets.com offers the world's biggest real estate investing forum and thousands of blog articles like the one I'm about to share. We bring you these in audio form because you can't read when you're riding your bike or building a deck. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Meet Rent App, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, Rent App uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. Rent App setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say Rent App is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. Rent App, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Here's how I'm growing my portfolio this year, and how you can too, by Dave Meyer. Over the last few months, I've been frequently asked how I intend to approach real estate investing in 2024, and what the, air quotes here, best strategy is for the coming year. I want to answer these questions, but unfortunately, I just can't. Real estate investing is not objective. Some gurus will tell you otherwise. What markets, deals, and tactics work best for one investor is not going to work well for another one. So there's no such thing as the best strategy, only the best strategy for you. I know nobody likes that answer, but it's just the truth. And given this, I think the best way to share my thoughts on 2024 is to show you how I craft my strategy each year, so you can maybe create your own strategy for the coming year. I'll also show you exactly how I plan to grow my portfolio this year. So when I think about my portfolio strategy, I break it into three different parts: vision, deal design, and portfolio management. So let's get into each of these. First up, vision. Vision details why I invest in real estate, what my goals are, and what resources I can use to pursue those goals. I always start here because if you start with the end in mind, you can work backward on the best way to actually get to that end. Vision is made up of many different variables, but the ones I pay the most attention to are my why, or my personal values. Why am I investing in real estate in the first place? The resources I want to contribute to my portfolio, my risk tolerance, and my personal financial goals. I think through these elements each year and then visualize them using my personalized real estate portfolio, or PREP, framework. Having this all clearly laid out in front of me serves as the basis of my strategy. I know what I'm aiming for, what I can and want to risk, and why I'm doing this in the first place. And then we look at deal design. So once I have my vision set, I move on to this deal design thing, which is where I narrow down all the great ways to invest in real estate into just those that are aligned with my vision. Should I flip houses? Maybe invest in rentals? Passive or active? Local or long distance investing? So these are all great questions to ask yourself. You need to narrow down your list. If you're constantly thinking about the many options you have, that's overwhelming, confusing, and distracting you. So each year, I kind of just take a step back, take a look at my vision, and decide which types of deals are going to work best for me. Quick example. I'm only going to look at long-term rentals and commercial deals in 2024 because flipping is just too time-consuming for my vision. Given that I live in Europe, I will only focus on passive deals. These are just a few examples of how I narrowed down my deal options, but I recommend you think through the 8 different categories of deal design shown in this example, which you can see at biggerpockets.com. It's really cool. I got it all laid out with deal type, ownership structure, financing, operational plan. You can see all of it right inside this article. So by aligning my deal design to my vision, I'm able to focus on the deals that are aligned with my long-term goals, and then I can just ignore everything else. Not so overwhelming that way. Now we take a look at portfolio management real quick. So portfolio management is the last step of setting my strategy, and it's really the most tactical. This is where I do market research, reallocate resources, create an investment thesis for the coming year, and create a buy box. The first step is to take stock of my current portfolio and how it's doing. How close am I to my goals? Are all my deals doing well, or are some lagging behind? Am I taking on an appropriate amount of risk? Before deciding what you're going to do this year, see where you stand today. This allows you to prioritize your next few moves. And then after analyzing my portfolio, I kind of take a look externally at the market, to macroeconomic conditions and the conditions within the markets I invest in. And then I just determine what deals make the most sense for me. Are buying conditions good? Should I focus on optimizing my existing deals? So by looking at what's going on around me, I can properly mitigate risk, identify opportunities, and decide what moves will be best for me in the coming year. Lastly, I take all of this research and information and form a plan. This comes in the form of an investment thesis, kind of the guardrails I will follow for the next year, my action plan, or the specific things I'm going to do, which include but are not limited to buying new deals, and then, of course, a buy box. You can see an example of portfolio management, kind of what it looks like, at biggerpockets.com, again, right inside this article. After filling out my portfolio management plan, I know exactly what I'm going to do in the coming year. I have considered my goals, resources, and current market conditions and decided what makes sense for me in 2024. All right, that said, let's take a look at some final thoughts and wrap up for today. Hopefully, telling you about my strategic planning process kind of demonstrates why I can't just tell you the best strategy for 2024. As I talked about, there really is no best strategy. There's only the best strategy for you. You need to take into account who you are as an individual and an investor, and then just decide what real estate investing approach is going to bring you closer to your goals. For me, that starts with creating a vision, narrowing down my deal designs, and then deciding on portfolio management. Following this process has allowed me to build a successful portfolio for more than a decade, allowing me to live the life I want and to achieve financial independence. I believe it really can do the same thing for you. If you want some structure and guidance on setting your personal real estate strategy, you can take a look at the things inside this article at biggerpockets.com, or while you're there, go ahead and pick up my new book, Start With Strategy. It just came out, hot off the presses, and it will help you figure out exactly what type of portfolio is best for you. That's today's show. We'll see you tomorrow. But in the meantime, keep listening to more educational real estate content with one of our top-rated audiobooks at biggerpockets.com/audiobooks. Each audiobook is a masterclass, if I dare say. Whether you're a rental property investor, a short-term rental host, a flipper, an agent, or a private lender, you'll find a captivating audiobook to propel you to success. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.